गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदाहरी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदाहरी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वन चारी यमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदाहरी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदाहरी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वन चारी यमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा शिवाचारि गो भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे
कृष्णा
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Paribhashaka Charya Ashtotara Shata Shishimad Asi Ezi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Paribhashaka Charya Ashtotara Shata Shishimad Shira Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Binda Ki Karantara Chimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Glory to the Assembled Devotees, all glory to the Assembled Devotees, all glory to the Assembled Devotees, all glory to Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga.
Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome heartily a very, very important guest to Shri Radha Gopinath Temple ISKCON Chowpatty today. We have with us His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj. Hari Bol. Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj is a very senior Srila Prabhupada disciple. And GBC as well as initiating Guru in ISKCON. Maharaj had a very lucrative career in the scientific field. He has done his studies in nuclear physics, but then he got disenchanted with the physics and the science, and he was looking for something very high spiritual knowledge. He came in touch with the Hare Krishna books in the University of Texas in USA, and then when Maharaj finally was in the military in the country of Panama, that was the time when Maharaj came in touch with the devotees, and he joined ISKCON full time that time. 1976, Guru Prasad Maharaj took initiation from His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and 1982 Maharaj took sannyas, and since 1987 Maharaj has been GBC and preaching in many, many places all over the world, especially the South America and the Central America. So Maharaj has been very kind. Many times he has come to ISKCON Chowpatty, and this time also he has come adjusting his time schedule. We are very happy that he is here with us for a short time, and he is giving the Bhagavad class today morning. So let us welcome very heartily His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj to ISKCON Chowpatty by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 14th chapter, text number 38. Very happy to be here and company of all the devotees who hopefully I can make some contribution. Hare Krishna. Yan bahudanda padayanu jivito yad prabhiraya kutubhayamu. Adhikramantyam gribhir ahritam balat. Sabham sudhamam surasat Mochitam. Yad Bahudanda Budayanu Jibino. Yadu Pravira Yakuto Bhayamuhu. Adikramant Yangri Vir Ahritam Balat. Sabham Sudharmam Surasatta Mochitam. Viraya Gutabayo Muhu Adikamad Jagri Vira Hitam Balad Savan Sudamam Suraso Tamochitam. Sabham Sudharmam Surasa Vatochitam. Vaishnavis. Yet, whose Bahudanda arms Abhyudaya influenced by Anujivina, always living, Yadu, the members of the Yadu dynasty, Pravira, great heroes, he Akutobaya, fearless in every respect, Mu, constantly, Adikramanti, traversing Angribi by foot, Ahritam brought about, Balat by force, Sabham assembly house, Sudharmam Sudharma, Surasatama the best among the demigods. Uchitam, deserving. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The great heroes of the Yadu dynasty, being protected by the arms of Lord Sri Krishna, always remained fearless in every respect. And therefore, their feet trample over the Sudharma assembly house, which the best demigods deserved, but which was taken away from them. Everyone can please repeat. The great heroes of the Yadu dynasty, being protected by the arms of Lord Sri Krishna, always remain fearless in every respect. And therefore their feet trample over the Sudharma assembly house, which the best demigods deserved, but which was taken away from them. Purport. Those who are directly servitors of the Lord are protected by the Lord from all fearfulness, and they also enjoy the best of things, even if they are forcibly accumulated. The Lord is equal in behavior to all living beings, but he is partial to his pure devotees, being very affectionate toward them. The city of Dwaraka was flourishing, being enriched with the best of things in the material world. The state assembly house is constructed according to the dignity of the particular state. In the heavenly planets, the state assembly house called Sudharma was deserving of the dignity of the best of the demigods. Such an assembly house is never meant for any state on the globe, because the human being on the earth is unable to construct it, however far a particular state may be materially advanced. But during the time of Lord Krishna's presence on earth, the members of the Yadu family forcibly brought the celestial assembly house to earth and placed it at Dwaraka. They were able to use such force because they were certain of the indulgence and protection of the Supreme Lord Krishna. In other words, the Lord is provided with the best things in the universe by his pure devotees. The Lord was provided with all kinds of comforts and facilities available within the universe by the members of the Yadu dynasty, and in return, such servitors of the Lord were protected and fearless. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadah Mahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakopadrubhyascha Kripasindubhyeva Chapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So I just wanted to mention something from Mangal Artik today, that our process is Shravanam Kirtanam. It's very important that along with waking up the body, we wake up the consciousness. No, not put on automatic pilot. So there are two basic ways to chant the Panchatattva Mantra. No. One is how Prabhupada chanted it, and the other is how about 99.5% of ISKCON devotees chant it, which comes from the Gaudiya Math. No. But I just wanted to explain, just so everybody understands, apart from we should try to, however the person leading sings, we should try to follow that. That's a general process. But specifically, Prabhupada chanted, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Hari Gaur Bhaktavinda. And the reason he chanted like that is because he wanted to specifically say the name of every member of Panchatattva, not run it all together. Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Hari Gaur Bhaktavinda, like we tend to do. But either way is okay. I'm just saying that when somebody chants the way Prabhupada does, or the other way, whichever way, we should try to follow. Very important in the process of Shravanam Kirtana. Just a little information packet. So, I just read the first part of the purport, which pertains to one aspect of this verse, Bahudanda. Abhyudaya, Anujivina, means that the Yadus were very powerful. There's one verse which Lord Chaitanya chanted before Lord Jagannath, which I can't remember right now, from the very end of the 10th canto, just one of the last verses. And so it says that the arms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead were, or the arms, his arms are also the strength of his devotees, like Arjuna, the Pandavas, you know, and all any devotee of the Lord. That is, their strength, they are like the arms of the Supreme Lord. So this verse is emphasizing that. That they went to the heavenly planets and got the best you could get. You know, just like for the deities here, we want to get the best perfumes, the best cloth, you know, nice silk and nicely designed. And we want to get everything, the best. So that's what's within our capabilities. We can go and buy some good incense or some mukuts or something for the deity. But these are very powerful. These are eternal associates of the Lord. Some of them were demigods, so they also helped out. But they got the best. The Lord needs an assembly house. So as Srila Prabhupada emphasizes here in the purport, you can't build an assembly house, just like we build this temple, you know, this building with there, we made improvements, and we build big temples out of concrete and marble. And you know. But, you know, these, when we read about the how things are constructed in the Bhagavatam, you know, jewels everywhere, I don't see any jewels, and if they were there, they wouldn't be there long, you know. And just like I remember in Tirupati, while I was, the priest let me go with them on the altar and to take the clothes from the Lord. And this set of clothes was worth, the crown was worth about $1.5 million. And the whole set was about $4 million, all the jewels. And so they came, they had like 10 guards in this big vault, you know, like about very big. And opened it. It took like 3-4 people to open the door and put it in. Such valuable thing. But they had to do that because otherwise, if you leave the so many jewels, you know, some band of thieves will come and steal it. You know. So we can't do that. You know, everything's made of coral. Just like when Gadadhar went with Mukunda. Mukunda said, I want you to meet a great devotee, which Lord Chaitanya had already announced. Pundarika, Pundarika. No. And everybody was wondering, what's the Lord talking about? Some lotus flower, some name of the Lord? Is he glorifying the Lord? Who is this Pundarika? And Lord Chaitanya said, soon you will know, a great personality will come, but none of you will be able to identify. So he came, Pundarika Vidyanidhi came, who was actually, you know, Lord Chaitanya, because he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Pundarika was very, very, very special, because he is the father of Radharani, you know, so he's in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So he came, and Mukunda said, because Gadadhar said, I want to meet the best devotees. And so he took him. But then he saw this building made of coral and, you know, all kinds of jewels and everything. And he went inside and he saw this man with his hair, nicely perfumed oils and silk clothes, silk being fanned by two servants. And Gadadhar was thinking, What kind of a devotee is this? No. Of course, nowadays, we see all kinds of devotees. But at that time, most of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya were very simple. Even their opulence was their knowledge and their devotion. But so, then Mukunda could see his reluctance and his doubt. And so he recited one verse from the Bhagavatam where glorifying the mercy of Krishna, how he gave it to Putana. And Pundarik went into ecstasy for 8 hours. Just hearing one verse. And so Gadadhar understood that such a great devotee, I have offended him. Just by thinking, this is how a sincere devotee, a humble devotee actually thinks. Just by thinking that he might not be such a great devotee, he was. He thought he had committed a great offense, and he begged him, please allow me to become your disciple so that I can serve you for all my life and make up for my offense. Which, think if we had to do that, all the things that go through our mind, you know, we would have to take like 20,000 births just to make up for it. So, but this is the type of sincerity a devotee, karmana manasa gira, no, his words, his actions, his thoughts and his words all are an offering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So actions we can do fairly well. Words, sometimes we get influenced by false ego. And thoughts, you know, most devotees' thoughts is very difficult. You know. So, but this is our training in Krishna consciousness. So they went to the heavenly planets and took this assembly house. Not that they made a replica. They took it. You know. And the demigods, you know, of course there were some demigods with them serving as the Lord's associates, so they could, you know, make sure everything was okay. You have to understand, this is for Krishna. Oh, okay. We should be able to sacrifice everything for the Lord. Just like Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's assistant, servant. When Lord Chaitanya, one time he served prasadam to Lord Chaitanya, and he took prasadam and then he took rest right in front of the doorway. So Govinda was thinking, I'm supposed to massage his legs, how will I do it? So he prayed and he stepped over the Lord and he was massaging. Then the Lord woke up and he said, so Govinda, have you had your prasadam? No. Why? Well, because I would have to step over you. I said, well, how did you get in? I stepped over you. No. Well, why didn't you? Because I can accept the offense and the reaction of the offense for your service. But to eat, oh, I would never commit such an offense. Just to eat. So this is these are examples of how far we have to go. No. Raghava Pandit, he would go from kilometers and kilometers to find the best coconut, the best fruit. No, he would go to each marketplace. He would go to all the marketplaces, see who had the best. And then he would get the best. No. The hours he would spend just to get the best thing for the Lord. So this is what's being emphasized. Now in this verse, it says, akuto bhayam, that these devotees were totally fearless. A devotee is fearless. As Vyasadeva, after being instructed by Narada Muni, he was meditating. Yasyam vai shuryamanayam. Krishna Parama Purusha, the result of these instructions, I have to glorify to the greatest extent Krishna, who is Parama Purusha. Utpadyate, Bhaktir Utpadyate Pumsam. And then within the heart, bhakti will manifest. And the result of that will be shoka moha bhaya paha, that all lamentation, all fear, all anxiety will be eliminated. So a devotee is fearless. That's how we can judge how strong is my devotion, by how fearless I am. Fearless in the sense, not like we're some soldier that we're, fearless to fight. But fearless means whatever happens, I understand this is the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore I'm willing to accept whatever condition. So now the second part of the purport, which I will read, deals with this fearlessness. A forgetful, conditioned soul is fearful. But a liberated soul is never fearful. Just like a small child, completely dependent on the mercy of his father, is never fearful of anyone. So we've all seen this. Now, sometimes children, something will happen. A child will just grab the father or mother's leg, and I'm completely protected. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj says, well, not exactly. No, you can have the best doctor. We have very good doctors here. But you can have the best doctor, and you may die. No? You can have the best boat, Titanic or Queen Mary or whatever they have nowadays. That was in my time. Well, Titanic was a little before my time. It may sink. Or you can have the best father and mother, but they may not be able to protect you. So the only thing that can protect us is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and especially Lord Nisinghadev. Fearfulness is a sort of illusion for the living being when he is in slumber and forgetting his eternal relation with the Lord. Since the living being is never to die, by his constitution, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2:20, then what is the cause of fearfulness? A person may be fearful of a tiger in a dream, but another man who is awake by his side sees no tiger there. The tiger is a myth for both of them, namely the person dreaming and the person awake. But because actually there is no tiger, but the man forgetful of his awakened life is fearful, whereas the man who has not forgotten his position is not at all fearful. Thus, the members of the Jadu dynasty were fully awake in their service to the Lord, and therefore there was no tiger for them to be afraid of at any time. Even if there were a real tiger, the Lord was there to protect them. So this is fearlessness, knowing that Krishna is protecting me, and whatever that's happening, just like Krishna says. And how do you achieve this state? So Krishna says that we must understand that yogakshemam bahamyaham, that Krishna will always protect us and provide whatever we need. Of course, if we interpret that materially, we'll think, oh, that means that I need, and I have a whole list of 150 things that I need. So Krishna, why are you not providing? And as far as protecting me, Krishna, what happened when this and that? It means, Srila Prabhupada explains very nicely, that it means that, what do we need? We need bhakti. Krishna will provide it. Krishna is providing it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is providing it to everyone. Krishna prema pradayate. He's providing it. Devotees are going out, Harinam Sankirtan, distributing prasadam, distributing books, preaching, speaking, giving their example of an ideal life, especially the grihastas. I always say that the grihastas are the best preachers, most important preachers, because a brahmachari or sannyasi may be knowledgeable, but if anyone sees them, they think that this lifestyle is impractical for me. But a grihasta, and therefore Lord Chaitanya encouraged the Kurma Brahman, you stay where you are and you preach, because you will be able to inspire everyone by your example. Just as you are, they are also. They have a family. So someone comes along out of the forest and during the milking of the cow speaks a few words and goes away. It's all very nice. It sounds good for the future, but it has nothing to do with my reality. When a devotee preaches Krishna consciousness and gives it to others, then it's very powerful. So, in this particular section, I did want to mention something as far as the protection. I forgot about it. I was thinking about it when I read this verse. That when Krishna was present, and the, as we sing, Kuver Madat Chau, that when the two sons, Manigriva and Nalakubara, were present, they insulted Narada Muni. No, they insulted him. And Narada Muni began to contemplate. He wasn't angry. No. A devotee is not angry if they're insulted, or a devotee is not affected. But he, being a pure Vaishnava, was thinking, what can I do for these two? They're an illusion. No. They're bewildered. So he thought of different things. He contemplated the reason. Because if a devotee is expert, can analyze and understand the cause of the illusion. Therefore, he explains it in detail, the cause of their illusion. And then he comes up with the solution. They should be put into abject poverty. Because a poor person will always be willing to accept a devotee. Therefore, we find that, as Queen Kunti says, Tvama Kinshana Gochara, that if you're a Kinshana, then you can hear. So either you become voluntarily poor, meaning I understand that everything belongs to Krishna. Yudhishthira was not poor. But he was poor in the sense that it was all for Krishna. When the whole battle was over, he felt very bad. This was for me. And Bhishma reminded him, no, it was Krishna's desire. It has nothing to do with you. It's only because you're his devotee that he wanted you to do this. So Narada Muni thought, for their benefit, let them become poor. And one of the poorest positions is a tree. You can't do anything. No. You're subject to cold, heat, rain, snow, whatever conditions may be there, wind, hurricane. No. And can't do anything. So this will teach them a lesson. But he was really thinking Krishna will appear. And they can receive Krishna's mercy. So then when Krishna came to that spot with the Yamala Arjuna and he saw them, he thought, Devarshi me priyatamo, that Devarshi, Narada Muni is so dear to me. He is the most dear person. It's a long time since I saw that verse. Danda Atma Jo, that they are very wealthy, and Prabhupada adds in, and they are not devotees, you know. And they're not, at least they're not acting like devotees. So these people, I have nothing to do with them. Otherwise, Krishna is saying, what do I have to do with these two people? But, my devotee, I have to execute. No, yad gitam me mahatmana. This Mahatma, Narada Muni, has given me the instruction. I must execute it. No, that's how Krishna, you know, this is Krishna. No, just like with Sudam Brahman. He gave a few grains of rice. And Krishna said, I must give him more than he has given me. But Krishna said, alas, he defeated me. Because he gave me more than he had. And I cannot give him more than I have because I have everything. So therefore, he's greater than me. This is Krishna. so surrendered to his devotee, and his devotee is so surrendered to him, so it's a competition between the devotee. Sudam Brahma was thinking, Krishna didn't give me anything. I know why. Because he knew that I would become bewildered. No. He was thinking like that. And then he saw this big palace, oh Krishna, no, he defeated me. And actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the reason that Krishna did this was because he was just a little bit proud of his poverty. No. So, but he was so humble that even though he had this big palace, he just went in one corner and slept on the floor. So he understood, yes, if Krishna wants me to have opulence, I shall have it. And if Krishna wants me to be poor, I shall have it. So this is the example, how dear, how powerful a devotee is. They can take an assembly house, they can do anything. So as far as fearfulness, the Bhagavatam, there's a series of instructions when King Nimi came in touch with the Navayogendra. He was so ecstatic, because he knew these are devotees. Atta atyantaka kshemam. He said, such great fortune has come upon me, pichchamo bhavatonaga, that these completely sinless devotees of the Lord, I must inquire from them. Samsari shmin kshanaropi. Because even a half of a moment of opportunity with these devotees, satsanga shevadir ninam, the association of devotees is the greatest treasure we can possibly have. And having it with these devotees, samsari shmin, it will eliminate samsara. And in the commentary, it says that he should have offered them water and a place to sit. But he was thinking, I don't deserve their association. Let me ask them quickly how to get out of the samsara. Because they may go away in any time. So let me ask them. So then he inquired, how... He actually mentioned devotional service. How can devotional service take us out of in this fearful condition of material existence? And immediately Kavi, he said that, oh, the fearful condition of the living entity is very lamentable. Then he said, he goes through a series of verses, but by devotional service, we can overcome this fear. And then he gives the technical analysis. Of why fear is there. Because he wants us to fully understand not only why fear is there, but the mechanism by which we can understand the nature of fear. Two very important verses from the Bhagavatam. Bhayam dvitiya viniveshata syat. Ishara apitasya vipadyayo ashmiti. He says that that bhaya, anxiety, fear, is due to dvitiya abhiniveshata. It's due to the fact that we see the secondary cause, maya, as the main cause. Otherwise, there's no... If you see Krishna, and then ishara apitasya vipadyaya, reverse. Everything becomes in reverse. Instead of being surrendered to the Lord, we want the Lord to be surrendered to us. Give me this. Just like so many people come here to this temple or any temple. And what are they looking for? Lord, give me, give me, give me. No. A devotee doesn't think that way. A devotee thinks, I have some material desires. My Lord, if you want, you can satisfy them. And if you don't want, you can do whatever you need to do that will help me to give them up. I would prefer the first, but, if... I'll take the second. A devotee is willing. Sometimes we're not so willing, but so therefore the Lord doesn't take anything away. When he sees that we're ready, he even did that to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada didn't need that, but he accepted that to teach us how to accept the mercy of the Lord. And also it intensifies a devotee's attachment to the Lord. Sometimes it seems like the devotee is bewildered. Like when Srila Prabhupada was writing his prayers, he said, "My Lord, I can't understand why you brought me here." No. It's like the first reaction is, these people are totally in the mode of passion and ignorance. Of course, now they've exported their passion and ignorance to the whole world. No. So no one's bewildered about passion and ignorance. But you must have a reason. And therefore, I am your servant. Whatever you want, make me dance. I'm your puppet. Do whatever you want. So then, tan maya to. This maya, this illusory energy, no, Buddha abhijit tam. One should use one's intelligence. And what is the proper use of intelligence? Bhaktyayayasham guru deva tatma. That with one point of devotional service, I take the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on my head. And I coming through Guru and coming through supreme divine revelation, I accept that. But then he explains even in more detail how does this fearfulness come about? Avidyamanopyavabhattihidvayo. By entering in the duality of ignorance, when one is covered by ignorance, we see everything in terms of duality. Dhyatur dhya. No. And then one's intelligence is bewildered, just as it says here in the purport. Swapna mano rato yata. That swapna, there's two types of dreams. Nighttime dream and daytime dream. The nighttime dream, we all accept that's a dream. Although if we're dreaming about some wealth or even a devotee dreaming about something about Krishna and then we wake up, you know, that's not really a dream. That's reality manifesting in the dream. Just like we see in the time of all of Lord Chaitanya's associates and afterwards, they had all kinds of dreams. The Lord would appear, Lord Chaitanya would speak to them, Rupa Goswami would speak to them. Of course, he's also speaking to us, but in the daytime, taking us out of the daytime dream. I can be like this, Janmaishwara Shuta Shri Veer, as Queen Kunti says. No. Increasing the fever of material existence by wealth, aristocracy, beauty or fine qualities and knowledge within this world. I just read the other day, I said it in the class the day before yesterday. Prabhupada said, they think knowledge is the atomic bomb, you know, that the materialists. And Prabhupada said, but the atomic bomb is taking away life. Real knowledge will give you life, will take away the death. They're giving death. They think knowledge is to give death. But real knowledge means to take away death. So I thought that was very wonderful how Prabhupada said that. So this ignorance, and then tat karma, sankalpa vikalpa kam mano. The mind is always busy accepting and rejecting according to one's karma. So otherwise, an interminable cycle of birth and death is happening. So what do we do? Budho nirudhyat. We rely on the intelligence which is coming from this Srimad Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita, from Sri Guru, from the Vaishnavas, from the Acharyas. We rely on that. And abhayam tata syat. And then we will achieve the state of abhayam. And when we do that, we will be very anxious to hear about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know? And when we do that, then Kavi said one beautiful verse that Ishwara Puri said is the essence of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. You know? That evam bratasva priya namakirtya. That a devotee should take a very distinct vow to make the chanting of the holy name and the chanting of the glories of the Lord the most dear thing to his heart. Chatanu rago jita chitta uchchai. And in that way one will become filled and overcome with transcendental devotional emotions. The result of which Asatyato roditi rauti gayanti gayan mudavan nuyate bahalokya. Then the result is that one will laugh and one will feel spiritual transcendental agitation. One will smile and one will sing like a madman and dance, not caring for the opinion of others. Of course, that's not applying in Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is to teach people how to dance nicely. But if we're here with the deities and it's a wonderful festival, then we dance and chant in full abandon with no consideration. The consideration is, of course, there has to be a consideration. I'm doing this for Krishna. In 1976, we were in Mayapur. Now, you know, we were all young devotees, and the leaders were very enthusiastic. Prabhupada had just dedicated this lotus building, so the temple was just finished for that festival. And the devotees were, they were a little over-enthusiastic. They started running. They would run up to the Vyasa-san full speed and just like slide into the, you know, and then they would run back to the altar, slide into it. And Prabhupada came back from his walk, and I was kind of observing. It was a little too wild for me. And Prabhupada, normally he would go to the altar. He just went up, sat on his Vyasa-san, and he said, "Stop this." And Prabhupada said, "This is not dancing. This is lust." He said, "Dancing is for the pleasure of the deity." No. And then Prabhupada got off his Vyasa and went to the altar. No. He was very angry, but then the anger stopped. As soon as he gave the message, you could just see it. Transformation. Just walked up to the altar and went to the normal process, sat down, gave the class. So dancing enthusiastically, but it has to be for the pleasure of the deity and the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. That's how we should dance. So this, Lord Chaitanya, when he was being instructed by Ishwara Puri, Ishwara told him, "Tumi murka, no, tomara vedantadikar, tomara nahika vedantadikar." That you are a fool. You have no ability to understand Vedanta. No? Krishna mantra, japa sada, e mantra sar. No? That this Krishna mantra, this Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. This mantra, you should always chant it. This is the essential mantra of all Vedas. And Lord Chaitanya, he started chanting. And then he said that, "I became bewildered. All my knowledge, it seemed like all my knowledge disappeared. I started crying. I started dancing. I couldn't think of anything else except this mantra. So I went to my spiritual master and said, 'What have you done? You've given me some mantra that's taken away my knowledge.'" No. He was acting like, you know, Nimai Pandit. No. Although he was actually blissful. And his spiritual master said, "My dearest boy, you're very fortunate. Most people chant and they don't feel this way. You have received the mercy of the Lord. And if you keep chanting, then ecstatic symptoms will appear on your body." And then he said that verse, "Evam Vratasvapya Namakirtya." No. And the result of this chanting is that one feels such ecstasy in devotional service that one completely forgets about all the whole external world. And then Lord Chaitanya, after that, no, again and again and again, he went into external unconsciousness, completely forgot about the external world. And when he would hear the holy name, when he would hear some pastime of Krishna, he became totally absorbed. So this is This is what will take away our fearlessness, that we have to become totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And then the tiger of fear will go away. And if he doesn't go away, Krishna will make the arrangement that he goes away. Krishna will send someone to give us proper instruction, proper understanding, so that we can become surrendered devotees. And therefore, some of that taking away may be a little difficult to accept. That Krishna, anartha nivritti, Krishna is putting us, if we don't take up anartha nivritti, Krishna will help us. He's very good at that. Not that he's doing it directly. We should not think, I want to engage Krishna in, correcting me. But through his multiple energies, yoga maya, acting through mahamaya, arrangement of destiny, all that is happening, not that Krishna has to personally come. Prabhupada said, when is it that Krishna personally comes into our life, personally takes charge? When we depend on Krishna like a child crying for its mother. When you come to that point, then Krishna will personally take charge individually of your life. In the form of Mahavishnu, he's sleeping and creating unlimited universes and taking care of them. Sleeping. But when one devotee, one insignificant jiva in anywhere in the universe or any universe surrenders to Krishna, he personally comes. That's how dear the devotee is to Krishna. For unlimited living entities, he sleeps and takes care of everything for them. But when a devotee surrenders to him, he personally comes in the form of Krishna, Shamsundar, Bhangatraya. He comes in that form, like Sri Gopinath, and takes care of you. Of course, because we are trying to surrender to him, he has come. Radha Gopinath has come to take care of us, to give us darshan, to purify our eyes, to purify our actions by offering artik or offering a flower. But he will come and, as says in the 8th chapter of the 2nd canto of Bhagavatam, that when we actually engage in hearing very, very carefully, then Krishna, Swanam Bhavam Saroruham, Krishna comes, sits in our heart, meaning instead of being Paramatma, he is Krishna, opens up the lotus flower of our loving devotional relationship and sits there with us and instructs us personally. So that's all waiting for us. Now, some of you may be already doing it, but in my case, I'm waiting for it. I have full faith that it will happen sometime. As Prabhupada said, maybe after crores of births. This is how a devotee thinks. I may be here for crores of births, but Srila Prabhupada said, if you follow these four regulative principles carefully, which means also in the mind, when you come to that point where you follow in the mind, chant 16 rounds attentively, you will see Krishna face to face. Of course, we're already doing that. But that means all the time, you'll see Krishna face to face. That's our guarantee. That is the mercy of the topmost Mahabhagavata. That's his promise. So we just have to qualify ourselves by sincere Vaishnava attitudes and sincere devotional service. So these are some thoughts on this verse. Any comments or questions? Okay. Thank you so much for your kind attention and for your association. I hope to, by Krishna's mercy, get it again and again. But of course, it's so wonderful that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that association, not yours personally, but there is association in so many places. So, but this is a very special place. I find it very special. So many nice brahmacharis, so many nice devotees, so much, I heard last night, so much enthusiastic chanting for Lord Damodar. So, very special. All devotees are special. Just like Srila Prabhupada, just one last comment. When he was in New Vrindavan, he was standing before Radha Vrindavan Chandra and he said, "These are the most beautiful deities." Then he went to London. And in London, Ishwara, his servant was there. He said, "These are the most beautiful deities." So the servant said, "But Prabhupada, you said that the deities in New Vrindavan are the most..." He said, "Yes, Krishna has that ability. No. He can be the most beautiful everywhere." So this is the wonderful thing. The transcendental platform begins at 100%. No. We're trying to come to 100%. Once you get there, then above 100%. That's possible on the transcendental platform. No. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, you have...
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
You talked about the architecture which was there in the palaces which were there in the spiritual world or elsewhere, and so the doubt which came to my mind is that you also mentioned that we should try to get the best for the deities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in any devotional activity that we're trying to do, how does one balance between trying to be perfect and also making sure that we do all our other devotional activities as a grihastha? Because one can go to any limit for perfection. So how does one practically balance that out?
Well, of course, we do the best we can. No. Just like Sanatana Goswami, the best he could do for Radha Madan Mohan was a chapati with no salt. No. That's the best he could do. But that created such ecstasy for the deity that the deity made an arrangement that he could do more. No. So the balance is, what is my... what are the limits of my ability? No. There may be no limit to my ability. No. So, we do the best we can. No. But the best we can is also within the framework of what Srila Prabhupada established. No. I have to carefully chant my 16 rounds. I have to... So that framework is the balance. No. We do everything for Krishna, but I may not be on that platform of, you know, Madhavendra Purdy or, you know. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us the balance in the sadhana that he recommends for everyone. And then we can increase that, and which is because the best we're doing for Krishna is not only like some offering for the deity, but it's how can I chant the Maha Mantra in such a way that it's you know, I'm hearing every word and I'm chanting with such sincerity that Krishna is allowing that his rupa, guna, and lila are becoming manifest in my consciousness. And that's how we know how good is my chanting. If spontaneously I remember what I read, you know, even while I'm chanting, it comes into my mind because of the quality of my chanting. You know. Then we know that my chanting is making some improvement. And everything, you know, everything we offer to Krishna, even within in our own personal sadhana, you know, we can always increase that the quality of that offering. You know. How am I following these principles? How is my mind remaining chaste? Know, to these four principles. So this is all the quality of our offering, always trying to make the best for Krishna. Just like that in Nectar of Devotion, that Brahman from what is it, Prajasthanapur. He can only offer in his mind. He has no money, he has no, you know, but the quality of his offering is unbelievable. I mean, the detail, he goes through every detail, filling the water pot with from all these rivers. He goes to the rivers in his mind. He goes there and collects the water. Not that he just thinks, oh, yeah, I have water from all the... Such quality of meditation. So that's how we can do it in our daily lives and in our offering. Hare Krishna. So thank you all very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Hey. So let us thank His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj for this wonderful, brilliant Bhagavatam class. And we hope and pray that Maharaj keeps coming again and again. So let us enthusiastically thank Maharaj by again three times chanting, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.